A Cape Cod resident who works in Boston as a patent and intellectual property attorney is running for the Republican nomination for Massachusetts Attorney General. 45-year-old Dan Shores faces another attorney, James McMahon, for the Republican Party backing to take on the incumbent Attorney General, Democrat Maura Healey, next year. Dan Shores spoke with WAMC News today and said the main goal of the Attorney General's office is to enforce the law. He says Healey has spent too much time on lawsuits against the Trump administration.
While some lawsuits may appear to have a basis in merit, they don't directly touch or concern the people of Massachusetts the way that they should. The Attorney General's office has a budget of approximately $45 million, and I feel that those resources could be used much better directed towards issues that more directly affect the people in Massachusetts and aren't being asserted to support a political agenda.
Maura Healey was in North Adams yesterday focusing on the opioid epidemic across the state. What are your thoughts on the opioid problem, and what are some of the solutions you think could help?
I think that every facet of government has a role to play. I believe that overall, I think our people are suffering. I think the people in this Commonwealth are suffering, not just the people that are subject to the addiction, but their family and friends, and it crosses socioeconomic boundaries, and it's the scourge of our time. It's a very serious crisis that we all see, and we have to get past that. And I believe that education is the most important aspect. Getting into the kids, the schools, don't try these drugs because it could be one strike and you're out. So I think that's very important. I also believe that treatment is very important. With respect to the role of the Attorney General's office, I believe that law enforcement is what the Attorney General does. And I believe that the sitting Attorney General has been weak on crime. The sitting Attorney General believes in raising the minimum threshold for drug trafficking to avoid mandatory minimum sentences. And the sitting Attorney General also believes that drug traffickers should have a, quote, safety valve when sitting before judges to minimize their sentence and not be subject to mandatory minimum sentences, which I strongly support. And I believe that the role of the Attorney General is law enforcement. And I believe if you traffic drugs, if you're profiting off this poison that's put into our communities, then the Attorney General's office, in conjunction with the district attorneys and sheriffs and local officials, should come down on those traffickers with the full force and weight of the law. And that's what I will provide as the next Attorney General.
What are some of the major other issues involving criminal justice that you'd like to focus on?
Well, I believe that the sitting Attorney General has been very supportive of the so-called sanctuary state, sanctuary city agenda. I am against that. I believe in law enforcement. I believe that we're a nation of laws, or a state, we're a commonwealth of laws, and I believe those laws should be enforced. And if anyone, the sitting Attorney General should be a stalwart in that area. And so I think that, of course, with our local officials, our city police chiefs, they have jobs to do that are directly related to what they have to do. And that includes, murder, traffic violations, domestic abuse, those things. And that should be their central focus, I believe, in local control of law enforcement. However, if someone is discovered during the course of committing a crime that they're not here legally, then that information should be reported to the federal authorities. And so I'm not in favor of sanctuary states. I'm not in favor of sanctuary cities. I believe that we have laws, and the major reason why I'm running for this office is because I feel that the office has become too politicized. It's lost its legal compass. It has been controlled by a single party for about 50 years. And when you have a single party controlling a state office, then it would tend to become politicized. And I intend to reform the office and bring it back to a very straightforward law enforcement and representing the Commonwealth without passion or prejudice and enforcing the law.
Last November, the voters of Massachusetts approved a ballot question legalizing recreational marijuana. How do you think this law should be implemented? What are the restrictions, the regulations that you would like to see?
I think it should be implemented very, very carefully. I understand that this is the law of the land in terms of Massachusetts. I understand that the federal government is not seeking to enforce its federal law. And so that is the law of the land. As Attorney General, I will enforce the law, whatever the law may be, if it's properly passed and is constitutional. And I think it should be very, you know, the steps taken in terms of the implementation of it should be very careful and thoughtful and have responsible people in charge and command of that. And I think that's really what the guiding principles are. And that's what I will apply.
Dan Shores is a Cape Cod resident and Boston patent attorney who is running for the Republican nomination for Massachusetts Attorney General.